other side of midnight with Frank Morano.
Singing about freedom, a lot of you have come to view the United States as a beacon of freedom, a shining city on a hill where maybe you, maybe your parents, maybe your grandparents, maybe even your great-grandparents came here in the hopes of fleeing oppression and gaining some sort of freedom. And in many respects, America is a tremendous example to the rest of the world in a lot of different personal freedoms. I'd much rather be in the United States than Iran any day of the week. Give me the United States over Uganda or Saudi Arabia any day of the week, and I will be a happy camper. But there is one area where the United States is way behind a good portion of the Western world, especially Western democracies, and that's the freedom to choose your own candidates. And I know this might shock a lot of you. What does that mean? How can that be the case? Well, you get to vote for whomever you want. No, you don't. Not only do you not get to vote for whomever you want, but there are an incredible amount of restrictions on who can even run. This is one of the least talked about, least covered stories in the media. And I am just thrilled to be able to welcome our next guest. She's somebody I've been an admirer of for over a decade, who I discovered when she was hosting a debate alongside Larry King for alternative presidential candidates. And I have been following her and in awe of her work for many years since then. And she is a warrior for the cause of expanding the cause of freedom to the ballot. Very pleased to welcome to the program the founder and chair of the Free and Equal Elections Foundation, Christina Tobin. Christina, thanks for staying up late with us.
Thank you so much for having me. What an honor. I didn't know you've been following us for a decade. That's so kind of you to say.
No doubt about it. And I got to meet you briefly at a debate that we hosted in New York City about 7 years ago, and that was a real treat. I'm sorry we didn't get to chat more at the time. But for folks that have not been following you, Christina, what is Free and Equal? What exactly do you do?
Free and Equal Elections. I remember that 7 years ago, by the way. But Free and Equal Elections, I founded it 15 years ago. And what it is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Our mission is to broaden electoral choices, open up the elections, bring about transparency. We've been hosting presidential debates for 15 years, since 2008. So like you said, in 2012, Larry King came in and co-moderated Free and Equal's presidential debate. We reached tens of millions. And what sets us apart from really any and every other debate is our ability to bring such variety, an array of voices across the political spectrum. And we really come from a place of, I brief with all the candidates before every debate that we're not here to be combative and argue with one another. We may have differences and vast difference of ideas and questions, but it's really important to respect one another's ideas, because in order to bring about peace throughout our world, we're going to have that open dialogue. And that's something that the candidates have been really good at understanding for 15 years with our debates. So that's one of several projects Free and Equal has been doing for 15 years.
Yeah, I saw, and I talked about it a little bit on Friday, but I saw the terrific presidential debate you hosted on Thursday night, and it was really refreshing for two reasons. One, to have candidates, to have socialists up there with libertarians talking about issues, and to have multiple candidates not up there sniping at one another and trying to sneak in one-liners that are going to get repeated on the news, but instead really talking about the prescriptions for what they see as the problems that are ailing Americans. Now, you talk about broadening our electoral choices. You talk about increasing transparency, which, you know, I'm certainly all for. A lot of folks may be listening and think, What are these people talking about? Aren't our elections fair and free? This is not Russia. This is not North Korea. This is not China. Don't all candidates and all voters have an equal chance of being heard?
Not yet, which is all the more reason to fix it. Fortunately, it wasn't since 2012 that we've had C-SPAN broadcast any of our debates, and we did this past weekend. C-SPAN broadcasted our debate that happened this past Thursday at Chelsea Television Studios. We had five different candidates, a couple libertarians that participated, Chase Oliver and Lars Mapstead, Jill Stein and Jasmine Sherman of the Green Party, and as well as Claudia de la Cruz of the Party for Socialism and Liberation. So to be able to hit that big outlet, to have those ideas and those conversations, I mean, were there questions where the candidates could have been more argumentative? Sure, but you know, I've been on a lot of Twitter X spaces, and people are just tired of the arguments. They want to hear detailed solutions. And so I definitely plan to spice up as we evolve and raise more funds as manifesting that, because each debate costs $250,000. This is our second debate we've already hosted this year. And so it is a hefty cost, and I want to get into the $500,000 and really take this into 360 immersive and bring leaders in and community leaders via live stream to ask questions on the grounds, people who are making really real big change, or bringing in Edward Snowden to ask a question about pardoning as we get to larger platforms and so on, and really dive into even more questions that the people really want. So as our reputation continues to evolve furthermore, I plan to ask even harder hitting questions, knowing that the candidates understand that we're not here to hard hit one another, but to really dive deep into giving them information to what our viewers want to know, like the knowledge that they have to offer, what makes them a viable president of the United States, why they should elect them.
If people are just tuning in, we're talking with Christina Tobin. She's the founder and chair of the Free and Equal Elections Foundation. You can check out their website at freeandequal.org. Christina, a lot of Republicans might be listening to us right now, and they're jaded. They're a bit cynical. They see a few things. They see attempts to keep their likely presidential candidate off the ballot in state after state. They see attempts to try to throw their presidential candidate in jail. And a lot of Republicans view this. They see what happened in 2020 as, you know, where there were states that, even in some cases without the legislature acting, did a sudden shift to mail-in voting without necessarily the legislative authority to do so. And they view the whole system as a little bit corrupt and probably worse. A lot of Democrats are listening to us right now. They may view the whole electoral system as biased against them and their voters. Attempts to disenfranchise people that have felony convictions. Attempts to enforce voter ID laws and diminish turnout in certain instances. What never gets talked about is the role of independents and or members of third parties, where, as far as I could tell, those are the people most being discriminated against. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. We have so many flaws. We were addressing the previous question in our electoral system. I mean, the fact that we have the restrictive ballot access barriers that we have takes an independent, like I actually have a petition company called Free and Equal Inc. I've been hired to get Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the ballot by American Values, a super PAC. I did it for independent Ralph Nader in 2008 and succeeded in getting on the ballot in 45 states plus D.C. So I've been doing that 25 years, coordinating millions of signatures to get all candidates across D.C. These are third parties, independents. So there's many flaws, the voting machines, that we have singular vote, worst voting method there could be, electoral college, we could go on and on. The role of independents, yes, is completely being suppressed, as well as outsiders of the two-party system, which is really one party that is beholden by the powers that be, right? Big money, pharmaceutical, the cartels, the military-industrial complex. So for the first time in history, there are more identified independent voters than Republicans and Democrats, according to the Gallup polls. And not since Ross Perot ran for president 32 years ago have we ever seen an independent candidate polling Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for example, with such high numbers in battleground states. So the makeup of the national electorate has shifted. and presidential candidates must reflect that shift to maintain integrity. So this is really a divine timing for free and equal elections. There's no coincidence that our debates are now being funded at the level that I've always wanted us to go into, and the production that what we did is beyond. There's no mainstream now crumbling platform. The Commission on Presidential Debates, I don't see it happening. The RNC plummeting or not supporting it. Trump, Biden, maybe not debating at all. If I were Trump, I wouldn't trust that platform to debate on anyway. So yes, the role of independents is rising, and they need a platform that gives them the tools, that give them a free and equal chance of winning. And what we're doing at Free and Equal Elections, you go to freeandequal.org, is bigger than the presidential debates. This is a series we're building out this year. We hope to have up to 6 presidential debates this year. Every 8 weeks is our goal, but if it's every couple of months, that's what happens depending on funding. So that is, we are here to give them the tools and really to inspire so many more people to run for office, targeting the congressional races in 2026. I foresee us replacing most members of Congress. When we do, all of these issues that you bring up beyond the electoral flaws, the war, the chaos, the divisiveness, it's going to subside and arguably almost even cease to exist. Like, there's so much peace and love on the horizon. It's going to take a movement and idea to achieve that. And we're at the forefront of doing that.
I want to get into this year's presidential election in a moment. But in your view, and I know you think a lot about public policy, what is the solution to a more level playing field electorally? How do we get to a place where independents are not being discriminated against, or even insurgent Republicans and Democrats aren't being discriminated against by the electoral system?
Well, this presidential debate series of upwards of 6 stops this year is going to break out into what's called United We Stand Tour in 25 and 26. And there were over 330,000 people who voted in the top 7 candidates for our presidential debate this last Thursday. And so blockchain technology and our blockchain voting app voted in the people, these candidates. And we're going to be listing every single candidate into that app that's in office, going to be running for office. And as we wrap up the presidential debate series this year, I'm confident that I've been told that we will become the mainstream presidential debate. That's cool. We need that. But for me, debates were never going to be enough. 8 years ago, Free and Equal Elections launched what's called United We Stand Festival, bringing together artists, conscious leaders. There's a coalition building. We welcome you and your team and a lot of organizations. National Libertarian Green Party just joined onto our coalition and organizations. So United We Stand Tour, you can go on our website, again, freeandequal.org, for more information. Bringing together artists, conscious thought leaders, organizations, leaders to really spark that civic discussion and inspire people to run for office. So that tour is going to go throughout the United States, and we have candidates that there's over 1,500 people that run for president. I see a lot of the candidates that run for president, they're going to start running for Congress instead. So in order to level the playing field, we got to bring in music and make it fun. And it's the healer, the frequency that unites us. So this is, again, so much bigger beyond the presidential debates. And as we come back 4 years from now and kick off our series again, you're going to see a full-on United We Stand. In fact, Marie Tati opened up our debate on Thursday with the national anthem. And you could see behind her the logo of United We Stand, if you caught that. That was strategic, because that's a little bit of the branding of what United We Stand is going to break out into in the coming years.
But Christina, one of the things that gets talked about is ranked choice voting. Another thing that may get talked about is an increase in the number of states that allow for initiative and referendum. Other people talk about proportional representation. Other people talk about nonpartisan elections. In terms of actual electoral reforms, what do you think would actually make things a little bit better for voters and for candidates?
Well, the reason we're going to kick off that tour is because it's the people in office, Democrats and Republicans alike, that are making it to where we don't have a level playing field, right? So we're going to replace them peacefully. a majority, if not almost every member of Congress, with the exception of maybe Thomas Massey, Rand Paul, Justin Amash. I mean, those are just a handful. I like Thomas Massey the most, and he still has some things to improve on. He's almost up there as perfection. So, but I mean, it's just like we're going to see a lot of people running for office and have a movement in technology and beyond blockchain that's going to help them win beyond money. Sure, money is always going to be a role. It's not going to go away. But imagine the celebrity endorsements through the tour and community leaders coming in. It's going to be beyond monetary. And we replace the majority members of Congress, and that's going to fall into judicial, which is flawed because the two-party system, you know, appoints the judicial system. That's flawed. And every level from federal, state, local are going to be replaced with accountable individuals. And then we're not going to have these issues of only having singular vote. Shame on the D's and R's for having singular votes. It's the worst voting method you could possibly have. In fact, our voting method that we used to in our beta phase, and now definitely after this debate Thursday, we used ranked choice voting, which Fair Vote has been a big lead on. And they've been able to push ranked choice voting in a few states. But of course, what did the D's and R's do? They pushed back. Done with this back, the seesaw back and forth, and this infighting between the two parties, which really is a business. So they thrive off one another.
You know,
so that's
how
we're going to make real change.
You know, you're so right. I mean, in New York City, for instance, I testified at all the charter revision commissions in support of implementing ranked choice voting. And then the people, you know, in charge, they acted like they were doing me, not just me, but everybody that testified, a big favor. And they said, all right, we're going to implement ranked choice voting, but not for the general election. Now, can you imagine? They actually went out of their way to have two radically different electoral systems, one for the primary, one for the general, which a lot of voters find confusing going from one to the next. But the one where it really could have shaken things up, they didn't even touch it for the general. But that's a story for another day. Hey, you alluded to that Gallup poll. A lot of whenever I talk about not just in this cycle, but in general, support for a third party candidate, the first thing I hear, and it doesn't matter whether it's from a Democrat or Republican, is, you know, why bother? It's a wasted vote. Third parties can't win. Independents can't win. What are the polls saying this cycle about either support for the concept of a third party in general or about the potential of voters considering voting for a third party candidate?
Well, I mean, as I referenced before, the Gallup polls said there are more independent voters than there are Democrats or Republicans. So back to that Ross Perot, we've never seen such an independent. So it is more independents than D's and R's. Check it out on Gallup poll. As far as the wasted vote, when we get rid of singular vote, wasted vote's no longer an issue. In fact, I don't feed into words. You will not hear me, I'll say it intentionally, but using words like anti, conspiracy theorist, wasted vote, these are all fear tactics, right, implemented by the system intentionally. We can be for or against something. We can think about things. We can implement ranked choice voting, which means there is no wasted vote. So shame on the D's and R's. When Ralph Nader ran, they pulled the stunt of, oh, you wasted your vote when you voted for Nader. You know, it all stemmed from there and furthermore. And even now, like once we implement and get accountable people in office, we're going to get rid of singular vote. And we're going to implement alternative voting methods. I see them doing it, like ranked choice voting. There's also approval voting, score voting, star voting. Let's try them all. Ranked choice voting is definitely in the lead, thanks to organizations like Fair Vote, but other ones may be even better. So good on you for supporting ranked choice voting in New York, but I know what you're up against, or I see what you're up against. I've seen it in other states. These two-party systems, they'll play like, oh, we're for electoral reform. No, they're not.
Right,
they're faking it.
Right.
Faking it to and not making it happen. Because why? If they reform those sort of things, then they're not going to get reelected over and over again. These are the tools that they use to keep getting reelected over and over again. So we got to have a movement that's bigger than any one person. I'm friends with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I saw him in Cornell West last weekend. Broke my heart. They weren't at the debate Thursday.
That's what I was gonna
I'm
ask
like,
you.
Come on, guys.
What's their issue? What's their issue? He's hiring your other company to do petitioning. Why couldn't these guys participate in the debate?
Well, the Super PAC is separate from Kennedy, so
sure.
They can't coordinate, so he's not hiring me directly. Though as a third party company, I can be hired for the campaign as well, and there's interest there. So as long as I don't talk about one to another, then I'm legally okay, and that's how I roll. But basically, Robert F. Kennedy said that he had an event on that date. I said, well, we could change the date to accommodate his schedule. and it didn't make a difference. So without saying it, in 15 years, every candidate, you know, when you have Biden and Trump, they don't even want to debate each other right now, but typically they'll only debate each other. And then when you have candidates like Cornell, Kennedy, I can't speak for them, but in the past, it's always been where they want to debate the more well-known candidate. But right. See, the thing is, like, how does that make you any different from Biden and Trump? Biden and Trump only want to debate each other, if they even do that. And they're not going to let you in, Bobby and Cornell. So that's just the Achilles heel. And that's why the League of Women Voters has stopped putting on presidential debates, because Bobby's a friend and Cornell was cool too. But this is just the difficulties of why putting on, I mean, I put on a debate of $250,000, highest level production, and still couldn't get Bobby there, and I'm helping get him on the ballot. So I hope he'll make it to the next one.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
You got to keep us posted.
He makes his own decisions. I have to respect that as a friend.
Sure. You got to keep us posted on that next debate. I'll be looking forward to that. We've been talking with Christina Tobin. She's the founder and chair of the Free and Equal Elections Foundation. Christina, obviously, I think the antipathy towards Donald Trump and Joe Biden is well documented. It's reflected not only in opinion polls, but anecdotally in what I'm hearing from people on a regular basis. I hear a lot of Democrats say, I'm going to vote for Biden, but I really don't want to. I hear the same sort of sentiment from a lot of Republicans, although Trump does seem to have a lot more popularity from rank-and-file Republicans and a lot more enthusiasm than Donald Trump does. But do you think the fact that the likely Democrat and Republican nominee this year are both men who are so polarizing and have such high negatives, do you think that creates a unique opportunity for a third party or independent candidate this year as opposed to most presidential election years?
I mean, I see the highly negative towards Trump inflicted by mainstream media more so, and Biden's the incumbent and they favor him. So it's just kind of, when Trump got elected, I saw him as an outsider. In fact, he inquired by petition company asking what it would take, his campaign leaders and advisors, what it would take for him to get on the ballot as an independent. So I really take a step back and like, why are people so upset and consider Trump polarizing when they don't feel the same about Obama, Clinton, Bush, follow the money. Like, if you're going to have any anger, upset, like, I feel like these candidates far more deserve it more than Trump, which is why he's welcome and will be invited to our debate, the several other debates we have later this year post-primary. So to answer your question again, what was it? But it's been
my
a long day.
Was,
I just traveled
I
back from
Believe
New York
me.
To California.
I get
what
it.
Was that?
I get it. My question was, given what polls show about voters preferring someone other than Trump and Biden, do you think that presents maybe a unique opportunity that a third party or independent candidate could actually win this year?
Well, I hope so. I'm not a believer in political parties. You wouldn't know that because I put on debates with lots of parties. But I think parties, they're not mentioned in the Constitution. And I've seen firsthand within the National Green and Libertarian parties, as they become larger, they inevitably become infiltrated. But yes, is it possible for an independent candidate to win? Sure. Do I think if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was at our debate last Thursday, would we have had a world-renowned moderator and national media? Absolutely. They were all ready to jump on board based on him being there. But a candidate like Kennedy is going to need a movement, you know, to actually make it through, and or even Trump, arguably, at this point. Because, I mean, people within his campaign are saying, could he be arrested around the RNC? In fact, his campaign even inquired me this cycle, asking what it would take to get on the ballot as an independent. That was very telling. Because if he doesn't somehow get the RNC nomination, which I feel like he will, but if he doesn't, because they play games, like, that would be crazy. That could create a lot of chaos and all, and that having an independent ballot drive could be a backup plan for him. So yes, I think it is. So I mean, the polls show that there are more independent voters, Gallup poll, than D's and R's, and so an independent movement is so timely, needs to rise and needs to be and will be bigger than any one candidate, and that's where Free and Equal Elections comes into play into this mode. So the timing is great, and I think could we have somebody win this year? Hard to say. The flaws are so stacked. People say, oh, is election stolen from Trump? Well, yeah, it's quite possible. But then also, Dr. Ron Paul and Ross Perot being pressured out of the race. I mean, this isn't the first time we've gone through this.
Yeah, well, and a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters would have said the same thing
Sanders,
about him.
And Sanders, I meant to say. Yeah, that's like, totally. Thank you for catching me there. Sure. Absolutely. So that was the other big one, of course. And so we've got to have a movement that replaces every member of Congress pretty much, because like once we break down and recognize what these flaws are and reform it, then it's going to allow for an independent candidate to actually win. But I think the momentum we can build this year, and I know this year through the debate series and then the United We Stand tour during the off congressional races, which are far more important than the presidential, is really going to help open up a pathway for independent candidates to win. So there, I think that political parties are going to fade away. I know it's a bold thing to say now, but mark my word, 5, 10, 20 years from now, my words, like, I think that as technology rises and we plug everybody in a blockchain app and we have a movement around, they're not going to have to be beholden or use party lines to get elected, like arguably Trump used the Republican Party to get elected, and it worked.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC.
Last question, Christina. A lot of people are listening to this conversation and they may think this is almost an exercise in mental masturbation. They see four or five candidates that are incredibly unlikely to be elected president in 2024, many of which they may not have ever even heard of. And they hear you going on about, raising $250,000 to put this debate on and spending clearly a lot of time, energy, and effort in doing so. A lot of folks listening may ask the question, what's the point? What's the point in spending all this money, time, energy, and effort to provide a forum for candidates that aren't going to be elected and that no one has heard of? What's the key takeaway that you want folks to come away with who may have that question?
Well, it's not a choice for me not to, because if I sit back and don't do anything, then we're going to continue to see this chaos and its needless death and killing happening. Palestine, Gaza, Israel, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're from, and this is all feeding from a flawed system within the United States. So I do not give up. And I realize the odds, as we bring 2-3% of the population together, that's all it takes, historically speaking, to build an idea and a movement. And that's not that difficult to do. I am in this role for 25 years. I started when I was 17. And so for 25 years, I've been building this idea and movement for the work that I've done as electoral reform expert. So what's the point is that an independent movement is going to rise out of this for years and decades to come. And we're going to end up replacing these people in office and put an end to this chaos. And we cannot give up. The moment we lose hope and feel there's no hope and change, which is the psychological indoctrination of the Obama campaign to really try to make us feel like it isn't there. But as long as we're here breathing and here on earth and we can make change, and when we unite and get involved and plug into, go to freeandequal.org. You can sign up for our email list and get information. We're going to provide a lot of tools, a lot of abilities through our blockchain app for you to get involved from the ground up. And I ask everybody to consider running for office. I ran for office in my late 20s for Secretary of State of California. You can do it. Your listeners, get involved. Like what you're doing and your platform, you're already doing it on your, but everybody that's listening in your community. And when we rise, beautiful things are going to come. So no, while we're here on earth, anything can happen within reason. And I will not stop at working to replace our corrupt people in office, D's and R's alike, with accountable individuals, because there are far more of us than there are of them.
Christina, we're going to have to end it there. I really appreciate the time this morning. I hope we can chat again soon. We'll look forward to that next presidential debate.
Thank you so much for your support. And everybody, you can donate. That's how we're going to make the next one happen. Freeandequal.org. It is a people-powered movement. Thank you for your support.
Thank you, Christina Tobin. If you want to comment on any portion of our conversation, you are certainly welcome to. 800-848-9222. 800-848-9222. This is The Other Side of Midnight. Straight ahead.